Good morning to the people of God.
Good morning.
Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Wasn't that a beautiful song?
Amen.
Let's forget about ourselves. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. Amen. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
God is good. It's my privilege this morning to welcome you to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, I started thinking about the word welcome. And I looked in the dictionary and it says, the word welcome means to accept gladly. It also means to receive with pleasure and hospitality into one's home or company. This morning, on behalf of Imani Praise Fellowship Church, I want to receive you with warmth and hospitality. We want to welcome you here. We always have guests with us.
Amen.
And because we're blessed here, aren't we?
Yes.
We have with us Natalia McGee. Could you please stand?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to welcome you here at Imani. And we wish for you God's richest blessings today. You know, I want you to imagine for a moment. Just imagine for a brief moment that you walk into the most beautiful store. Are you imagining? The most beautiful store. Because that's where you are right now. Look around on the shelves. Look around on the shelves. On the shelves, there are warm smiles.
Yes.
Hugs. Beautiful faces.
Yes.
I'm walking around with you and I'm looking and I can see songs of praise.
Yes.
Those are there too. Because those do warm your hearts if you're feeling cold. I look over on another shelf and I can see prayer. Because that's a way to communicate with God. And I can remember one scripture says, the effectual fervent prayer for righteous men availeth much. You may want to try that one on that shelf. Ooh, look over there. I can see the word of God. That's more powerful than a two-edged sword. But it's in this store that you're walking around. It's right here. Last, but best. I see Jesus. He's here too.
Amen.
Yes.
It's right there in the front of the store. He's accessible to everyone. You don't have to ask an attendant to pull it down or pull him down. It's right there, right at your fingertips. Can you reach out and touch him? He's right there. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. I welcome you to this store because everything is here today. May God bless you and may you choose carefully. Amen. Oh, how could I forget those lovely young ladies sitting in front?
Amen.
And two gentlemen beside Sister McGlover. We Amen. Welcome you to Imani Praise Fellowship.
Amen.
And what I just said, it's for you too.
Amen.
May you choose carefully. And we thank you for coming here because you could have been somewhere else.
That's right.
And I promise you, you're going to be blessed today. And if there's any other that I've overlooked, please accept or welcome. I hand you over to our senior pastor, Pastor David Richardson.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That was beautiful, Sister Elder Eximity. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
In the storehouse, I tell you, it's a wonderful place to be in God's house. Somebody ought to say amen.
Yes.
We want to welcome all of our guests here today. We are so honored to have you here today. So much so that there's a song that we sing. And what we want to do is we always want to, have you ever been serenaded before? We would like to serenade our members and our guests here. And so we want all of our members to stand up. We want to our guests one more time, our members and our guests, all of our members and our guests to stand up, because what we're going to do, we're going to sing that song that talks about the Jesus in me that loves the Jesus in you. Come on now, you can stand up for Jesus now. Come on.
Could you imagine that day when we all get to heaven
And I like that because that implies that we're all going to make it. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. You've got to listen to the implication of that song. Singing together when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. And I like that better. I know that transition says many mansions, but if you look at it from the Greek, it says many rooms. That means we're all in God's big house. There's something about being in God's big house that makes the difference. There's something about being safe and secure in Jesus that makes the difference. I don't know about you, but I just want to be in his big house. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. I'm wondering, even as we go through the things of life, I wonder if we don't have that goal when we all get to heaven. If we're not all aspiring to get to heaven, I wonder what hope that you have down here. Down here you can lose your job. Down here you can lose your home. Down here you can lose your health. Down here you can lose your finances. Down here you can lose your way. But up there, come on now, in God's big house, that means there's a room for me. And I'm so glad because I want to be a part of that number. What about you? If that's your desire, I just want to invite you, those of you all who say, yes, Pastor, that is my heart's desire. Soon and very, very soon, to walk on those streets of gold, to sit at the feet of Jesus, to sit at the welcome table, and then tell the story how you made it over. If that's your desire, I just want to invite you to stand with me. Just stand with me today as we pray, because I do know that Jesus is coming back again very, very soon. And if I'm going to make it through the storms, if I'm going to make it through the trials and tribulations of life, if I'm going to make it, Diane, I've got to have God on my side. If I'm going to make it, Pastor Drummond, I'm going to have God in my heart. If I'm going to make it, I've got to have God on my side. So as we're standing, I'm just going to ask you to join hands with the person next to you. And just simply, as you grab their hand, simply say to them, we're going to do this thing together. We're going to make it to glory together. We're going to make it to glory together. Because it's not just about me, but it's about us. Somebody ought to say amen. It's about us. Oh, yes. Let's call on him now. Let's call on the name of the Savior. Come on now. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Call his name. Yes, Jesus. Hear our prayer. Father, not God, There are times that we kneel before your throne. And there's times, oh God, that we lay prostrate before your throne. But this morning, oh God, we're standing because we've recognized the King of Kings has now entered into the room. And Lord, when you step into the room, we stand in allegiance to you. Because God, we are purposing in our hearts that we are going to follow you. Lord, we have purposed in our hearts at Imani that we're going to make Jesus our choice. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, because there's someone here today. There is something that they're dealing with, oh God, and it's draining the very spirituality out of them. And they're trying to figure it out, but God, I'm so glad that on today, that if they open up your word and they look up to heaven, oh God, and they cry out, Savior, 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 please don't pass me by. I believe that when they call out, oh God, that you'll respond to that call. And so this morning, Lord, as we are crying out and we're calling your name, Savior, we're calling your name, Jesus, we're calling your name, Elohim, we're calling your name El Shaddai, as we call your name Alpha and Omega, as we call your name the beginning and the end.
Yes.
We cry out to you, oh God, today, because we need healing in your land. We cry out to you today because, God, there's someone in here who needs to be touched by your hand and made whole. There's somebody in here, oh God, today that is struggling with a financial issue and they need it to be settled. There's someone else here who's struggling with an emotional concern and they need it to be settled. Someone else who's struggling with a spiritual dilemma. We cry out, oh God, Savior, Savior, Savior. Today, oh God, we need you like we have never needed you before. We need you, oh God, because we're discovering that men and women, boys and girls are giving up. We're discovering that men and women, boys and girls are saying no to you and yes to the devil. We're discovering, God, that we need a man, a woman, a boy and a girl who is willing to stand though the heavens may fall. Because we're living in some horrible times, oh God. When just this past week, my sons came home and told me in middle school that the police had to come and take some kids to jail for smoking marijuana in the school. Yes. Seventh and eighth graders, oh God. We live in a dilemma when my barber told me that just last week that someone walked into the barber shop with a gun and held up the barber shop. We're living in some horrible times. But I'm so glad that we've got a God who's willing to step off the throne, to come off that cloud, and to walk on the dusty and the dirty roads of this world, crying out to men and women, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Lord, I pray that on today, that we will hear your voice. We will hear you speaking. And then we will respond to your word. Thank you, God, for what you will do for each and every one of us. Thank you for the victories in our lives. We celebrate with you today the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for blessing Imani.
Yes.
Now, Lord, my prayer is that you'll forgive us for our sins, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew within us a right spirit. But, Lord, most of all, my prayer is, God, that when you shall come in the clouds of glory, that we will be ready to meet you in the air and that we may go home to live with you forevermore. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. In Jesus' name we say, amen, amen. Turn to your neighbor, turn to your neighbor, and just give him a hug. Tell him I'm looking forward to being there. I'm looking forward to being there. Yes.
Come on and lift your voice and sing it with us. Falling in love, yeah.
Falling in love.
Come on, sing to him.
With Jesus.
Falling in love,
falling
yeah.
In love.
With Jesus.
With Jesus.
Do you remember the first day that you fell in love?
Falling in love.
With Jesus.
With Jesus.
Come on, it's the best thing.
The best.
Come on, if you're in love with him, come on, say, falling in love.
Falling in love.
I'm so in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus. Oh, I'm so in love,
falling in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus.
I'm falling in love,
falling in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus.
'Cause it's the best thing. I believe there's a verse and it says something like this. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected. In his arms, oh, I feel protected. He's the best thing I've ever known. Come on, say, in his arms, and
in his arms,
I feel protected.
I feel protected.
In his arms, and
in his arms,
I'm never disconnected, never disconnected. Oh, in his arms, and
I feel
hallelujah,
protected.
He's the best thing. Yes. Come on, if you're in love with him, come on and say it from the top. Say, falling in love.
Falling
hallelujah.
In love
with Jesus.
With Jesus.
Oh, I'm falling in love.
Falling
yeah.
in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus.
Oh, come on, won't you fall in love with him today? Come on, falling in love.
Falling in
I'm
love.
Falling in love.
The best thing I've ever done.
Break it down one moment. Now, come on, in this room, anybody really in love with Jesus? Come on, don't fool me now. But before we fall in love with Jesus, I want to ask a question. Is anybody in this room ever been in love before with somebody? Come on, husbands and wives. But you know what it's like to be in love with someone. When you're in love with someone, you can't do anything that seems like it's too much to do for them. I mean, you'll do whatever you have to do to make sure that they're pleased with you. You'll go far and beyond things that you've ever done before. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And because when we fall in love with someone of this natural realm, we really know and we understand what it's like to be in love with Jesus. I want you to know today that Jesus is in love with us. I said Jesus is in love with us. And we know that because the word of the Lord tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so he gave his son to die for us simply because he loved us. It wasn't anything else, no other reason, but he loved us. And I don't know about you, but who wouldn't serve a God like that? He gave his very best. And because he did that, we ought to be able to express our love to him. So now I'm going to ask you to do something. If you really love him, I mean from the bottom of your heart, I want you to stand to your feet. Only those who love him now. If you don't love him, you be seated. And I want you to just take a few moments and to begin to close your eyes and imagine that you are in the presence of the Lord, sitting at the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, can you get that picture in your mind? Can you get that picture in your mind of what it will be like when you finally make it over into heaven, when you've crossed over this world's trouble and its journeys, and you've made it into the arms of the Lord, and you're just there and you're in his presence, and you're able to express to him all of the things that you want to tell him. But right now, we're not worried about our troubles. We're not worried about our situations. We're just worried about being in love. You know how it was when you first fell in love with that person. You weren't worried about your schoolwork. You weren't worried about your job. You weren't worried about nothing. You'd go out into the club and stay out all night because you found yourself somebody that you could be in love with. So right now, I want you to just erase your mind and imagine yourself in the presence of the Lord and lift your voice and say this, say this, say this. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love.
I'm so in love with Jesus.
Come on, tell him.
I'm so in love with Jesus.
He's the best thing.
He's the best thing I've ever known.
Come on, lift your voice. No music. Let me hear y'all say, I'm so in love.
I'm so in love.
Come on.
With Jesus.
Come on, sing to him. I'm so in love.
I'm so in love.
With you, Jesus.
With Jesus. Hey.
Oh, I'm so in love.
I'm so in love.
With Jesus.
With Jesus.
He's the best thing I've ever known.
He's the best thing I've ever known.
Come on and bless him. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody love him today? I mean, you really love him. It's good to come to church and to express our love to him. In fact, we call it what? Sabbath morning worship. And if we come to worship service and we don't worship, amen, then we've come to service in vain. You can hear a word, you can give your offering, you can greet people, but if you don't come and have an experience and worship your God, it's all in vain. Amen. And that's why we take time and worship him. Amen. And I want to say this to you. You ought to not be so in a hurry that when you come to worship, you're trying to rush the service through, trying to get to where you got to go. When you think about it, really, this is about the only 2 hours you spend with him throughout the week. Anyway, I'm not crazy. I know we don't all read our Bible seven days a week like we should. And sometimes we're just busy with life and we have so many things going on that by the time we get to God, we somewhere sleep. Anybody? I'm telling on myself. Y'all don't do that. Sometimes I'm just tired. Amen. And I don't make it to the word, or I get the word and it'll be on my chest when I wake up. And I never read a scripture. And so when we have these opportunities to come in fellowship with one another and worship, we ought to take time and do that. I guess I ain't in the right church. But we ought to take time and do that. And I just praise God. It's so good to be back at Imani. We give honor to the Spirit of Christ and to the angel of this house and to the ministers. Amen. To the elders and to you, the saints of God. Come on, let's give Jesus a hand of praise. We love him. To my friend, Martin Murphy. Amen. Are you preaching yet? Are you preaching yet? You on your way, my God. Amen. But it's just good to be in the house of the Lord in the fellowship with the saints. Amen. This is my second time being here, so I already feel at home. You're my brothers and sisters, cousins, aunties. How y'all doing? Family. Amen. And when we come to church, we ought to come to church, as I said before, to be happy. We can be sad outside those doors. You can, in fact, your troubles are waiting on you when you walk back out if you want to pick them up. But when we come in the house of the Lord, we ought to be joyous. We ought to be excited. Amen. About what the Lord has done for us. There's a song that I have, and I'm not going to be before you long, but there's a song that the Lord blessed me to write this year. Or this past year. We're in 2011, and I wrote it in 2010, and it's not on my album, but it's just a single that the Lord just put on my heart. And how many of you are going through something right now? Lift your hands. You're going through something right now, and when you go through, sometimes you feel like, God, where are you? Anybody ever felt like that? Oh, come on, you ain't that saved. Sometimes you wonder where God is while you're in your situation. But he sent me this song, these lyrics, to encourage you, to let you know that he's there and he knows. There's nothing you can go through that's so intense that God doesn't know how to send healing and restoration your way.
I'm in the book. The book says we can cast our cares on him, for he cares for us. So that means anything that you care about, he cares. If you get a hangnail and it hurts you so bad you can't hardly cook your dinner, he cares about that hangnail. I want you to know that. And so today, God knows and he cares, and he wants you to know that you know. Praise the Lord. You turn the track up a little. Oh, oh, oh.
Sometimes I feel like there's no God at all. No answer when I call, when I'm really in need. Lately, my life has been spinning out of control. I can't seem to get a hold. I feel like letting go.
Anybody ever feel like that?
Many times I try to express how I feel, but I can't find the words to say. But Lord, you know. Lord, you know. Oh, you know.
In the midnight hour.
Lord, you know.
Yes.
See, as the day go by, it's like time's been standing still. This just cannot be real. I need this feeling to go away. Hey. Oh, I need a change, and I need it to come right away. Can anybody hear me when I say, help me, help me. I may not ever know why or how I got. Oh, one is clear. When my days and my nights were filled with misery and strife, counted me down. I was the talk of the town. I didn't know what to do. But Lord, you always come through. No, yeah.
Nah.
When my days and my nights were filled with misery and strife, people counted me down. I was the talk of the town. I didn't know what to do, but you always come through. Cause you know,
my God,
all you know.
Lord,
you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, you know.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's all you gotta.
You know. Yes, you know. Lord, you know. Yes. Yes, you know.
Sometimes you can't do nothing but just say, oh. Oh. Oh,
oh.
Oh,
oh.
Oh. Sometimes you gotta let the devil know. Just oh, to Jesus. Oh, you make a way out of no way. Oh,
you know.
Oh, my God.
You see, sometimes you might feel like you're all alone. And sometimes you might feel God left you alone. But he was there all the time. And you ought to just give him the thanks for it, yes. And this is what you gotta know, that you are the source of my strength, and you are the strength of my life. Without you, I wouldn't have made it through. Cause you know, days and nights were filled with misery and strife about me, as they will do. But oh, yes, you know, you know, you know, you know, Lord. Say you know whether I'm right, and you know whether I am wrong. Lord, Lord, you know. Yes, you see, there's no problem too great for our God. There's no problem too small for our God. You can take it to Jesus. Go to him in prayer, because he knows. Yeah. Hallelujah. Days and nights, misery and strife. People counted me down. I was the talk of the town. I didn't know what to do, but I cried out to you, because you know. Yeah. God bless you.